This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam. That's part of the Kansas State song, and it's still true that bison, the American buffalo, can be found here in Kansas. Today we'll meet a rural Kansas family that is raising buffalo and providing high-quality buffalo meat to the public. It's today's Kansas Profile. Joe and Sean Rolfe are the founders and owners of Dry Creek Buffalo Ranch near the north-central Kansas town of Delphus. Sean is from Delphus, and Joe is from Wamego. They met in college at Concordia and were married. "My husband had a heating and air business at Wamego," Rolfe said. "He did a heating project for the Plumleys who raise buffalo, and he fell in love with the buffaloes," she said. "He came home and said, 'I want to raise buffalo.' I said, 'What?'" Rolfe said with a smile. "My dad was a Kansas fish and game biologist, and he loved buffalo," Sean Rolfe said. "I've always been drawn to them. After seeing how the Plumley family raised buffalo, he figured his family could also raise buffalo on the Rolfe family ground near Delphus. In 2009, they moved back to Delphus and bought several head of buffalo from Plumley's. Over time, they began marketing the high-quality buffalo meat. Using the name of the waterway, which runs through their property, the Rolfes named it Dry Creek Buffalo Ranch. They bought a food truck to market their buffalo burgers and other foods. "Buffalo meat is tender, very lean, and nutrient-dense," Joe Rolfe said. "You can get 20 to 25 grams of protein from a quarter-pound bison burger," she said. "People who haven't eaten buffalo before tell us that the steaks are unreal," Sean said. "They can cut them with a plastic fork," he said. "Raising buffalo has been a learning experience. We started out fencing with T-posts," Rolfe said. "Now we use electrified high-tensile wire," he said. "Buffalo have a strong herd instinct. They tend to stay in family units, so the mothers, daughters, and calves tend to stay together," he said. "They do need access to mineral licks. Most of the time, they are docile. Ours are fed grass only," Rolfe said. "We don't need to supplement them in the winter. The buffalo are harvested at age 2 or 3 years for best quality." The Rolfes feel they have excellent support from other buffalo breeders. "The National Bison Association and Kansas Buffalo Association have been great," Rolfe said. "People like the Plumleys or Ed Dillinger are really willing to help." Rolfe shared the example of when he had a question about one of his animals that was sick. "I called the National Bison Association about a sick buffalo," Rolfe said. "Within 10 minutes, the head vet from Wyoming was on the phone with me," he said. The Rolfes take their food truck to various events around the region. "When we started, our kids were in high school," Rolfe said. "Now the kids are grown and gone. Their oldest daughter is in Manhattan, the younger daughter is in Kansas City, and the son is in Olsburg. David Kaiser helps on the ranch, and high school students provide help in summer and on weekends. We want to get out as much as possible," Rolfe said. "We'll take the food truck to festivals, fairs, auctions, and other events. We want to sell our meat to everybody," he said. One service that the Rolfes provide is taking their food trucks to small communities that don't have a cafe or a restaurant. "We love the small towns," Rolfe said. That is fitting given their location. Dry Creek Buffalo Ranch is near the rural community of Delphus, population 302 people. Now that's rural. For more information, search for Dry Creek Buffalo Ranch on Facebook. As the Kansas State song says, buffalo still roam in Kansas. We commend Joe and Sean Rolfe and all those involved with Dry Creek Buffalo Ranch for making a difference by using these remarkable animals and providing high-quality meat. It's good to be in rural Kansas where the buffalo roam. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.